Amen, amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Wonderful, wonderful Sunday school. Enjoyed it. Just listening in, just taking it all in this morning. But a beautiful lesson. I think we can all found some things that we can take away and apply to our lives. The thing that kind of kept coming up, the theme that kept coming up to me as I was listening is just how important, you know, we know love is important, you know, but just it is the very, it's at the cornerstone of our faith, everything, you know, it's like faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love, and our application of love, our being ambassadors of love, all of the representing love and everything that we do and say, how important it is as believers to show a world that's, you know, lost and confused and heard the word being distracted, all those distractions, that love can really bring us back to center, and it kind of keeps our perspective. If we keep our perspective and our focus on Christ and on God, on love, then it sorts out everything else in life, even the things that we don't understand about life. You can walk in love each and every day, no matter about how many things you don't get or understand, but you're focusing on just being a doer of God's word, just of showing people love, how that pretty much centers everything in life, you know. And on that note, I want to bring a message today simply titled Love. Amen. I'm going to go through, try to get us out of here in about 2-3 hours. I got a lot of meat in this, but I want to go through it in a lot of scriptures today that I want y'all to take note of. Have your pens and your highlighters, everything ready, because we're going to go through some things, and I'm going to go through it in God's timing. So I'm just going to let God lead us and guide us through this. But love and wisdom, obedience and sacrifice. I want you to think about those words as we go through this message today. Love, what it is, what it's not. Wisdom, the importance of it, obedience, and sacrifice. And we can think about those terms. How much are we loving? You know, how much are we applying the wisdom of God to our lives? How obedient are we? How much sacrifices do we make? What's more important, to be obedient to God or to sacrifice things in life? Am I showing enough of discernment in my choices? When we think about wisdom, am I saying I love someone, or I'm showing I love people? Is it an action word, or is it just a word? So as we go through this message, I'm going to go through these scriptures. The main scripture text, I got four, and I'm going to give you these four right off the bat. But there are going to be a number of scriptures I want you to just jot down so you can go back and read in your own time. And to digest more of what God reveals to you through these scriptures, through his word, that he can speak to you through the Holy Spirit to help you along those terms, or about love, about wisdom, about obedience, and about sacrifice. But jot these down as we get ready to start. John 15, 9 through 14. John 15, 9 through 14, Mark 12, 28 through 34, and then we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 and 3, and then we'll close out with the love scripture, 1 Corinthians 13. And we'll look at verses 3 through 5. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this word today. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together as a body of believers to hear from you. Help us, Father God, to take your word that you give us today and apply it to our lives. Help us to share your word with those that we come into contact. We thank you, Father God, for your continuous grace and mercy and love that you give us unconditionally each and every day. Help us to be good stewards over all that you have blessed us with. Help us, Father God, to let the light in us, your Son Jesus, be shown forth to a world that they might gain and have their own personal intimate relationship with your Son Jesus themselves. We thank you and give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And as I bring this message, none of me and all of you, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For you are my Lord and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So we start with thinking about wisdom and love. And we're going to go through and look at, as I said, obedience and sacrifice. Now, we know that love is the greatest commandment. And we also know in God's scripture, in his words, that wisdom is the principal thing. So we think about the principal thing versus the greatest commandment. You know, one is important in the sense of it should overstep or be above everything. When you say the greatest of these is love, when you talk about faith, hope, and love, why is love the greatest? Because that is the epitome of Jesus Christ. Amen? But then we think about, okay, well, what about this thing that in Proverbs that God talks about wisdom? Why is it the principal thing? Why is it so important, so he said, for us to get it? Because that's what helps us to apply all the principles of God's word. It's really just about applying love, which is the wisdom of God. Amen? So let's start with Proverbs 4 and 7. I just said, get your pencils. We're going to go through some of them fairly quickly. And we might not have time to turn to some of these verses, but get them down so you can go back and read them. Proverbs 4 and 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So, the principal thing is wisdom. This is God's words laying it out for us. The principal thing is wisdom. So, what does that mean? In essence, reverencing, acknowledging, honoring, respecting God is number one. Amen? That's the number one thing. That's the number one thing. Reverencing God, acknowledging God, honoring God, respecting God. That's the number one thing. That's a mindset that we have to have. Wisdom and understanding is a mindset. Wisdom, capital W, understanding, capital U, is a mindset that you have to have. Job 28:28 says, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Says the fear of the Lord, that's wisdom. That's reverencing, acknowledging, honoring, respecting God. That is wisdom. The fear of the Lord, Job said in 28:28, that the fear of the Lord is wisdom. That's wisdom. If you want to know it in a nutshell, reverencing God, that's wisdom. And then it goes on to say, and to shun evil is understanding. So, okay, I got wisdom. I need to reverence God. I understand that. And then it says, and, conjunction word for you English majors, to shun evil is understanding. So, verse 28 there, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. So, wisdom is reverencing God. That's the principal thing, right? We saw that in Proverbs 4 and 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. So reverencing God, that's the principal thing. And understanding, so what is that, Minister Torn? That's staying away, avoiding, rejecting, ignoring things that are evil. Amen? So the fear of the Lord is wisdom. To shun evil, that means to stay away from, avoid, reject, ignore evil. That's now God can say, okay, now you got to understand it because you're staying away from the things that you need to stay away from. You're not playing around with this thing. You're not straddling the fence with the world system and God's system. So it says to fear the Lord. You need to reverence God. Understand that. Reverence means that means you got some wisdom about yourself. You know, you better understand God's word and you better reverence him. Now you got some wisdom about yourself. Now, how does God know that you have understanding? How does he know that you understand? He knows you understand when he sees you staying away from those things that would pull you away from him. Amen? That's why Job 28:28 says, the fear of the Lord, that's wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. Amen? So I got this thing with wisdom. I got reverencing God. Okay, now I got understanding. I need to stay away from things, stay away from evil things, avoid, reject, ignore anything that's evil. I need to get away from that. That shows that I have understanding now. So, back to this thing we talked about wisdom. Let's look at love. What's the greatest commandment? We know it's love, right? Love, it is the greatest commandment. We also know that love is an action. Amen? It is an application. It is what we should do, and it is what we should be about. Amen? Love is the greatest accomplishment that you can ever perform here on earth. Let me say that again, church. Love is the greatest thing that you can do while you're here on earth. That's the greatest accomplishment you can ever reach. Because it's the only thing that the people who knew you will remember. Did that person love me or not? Were they a loving and kind person? Right? That's the greatest thing that you can accomplish is to actually apply love in your life. I can give you a house. I can give you a car. Those things are going to fade away. They're not going to last forever. Any material thing I give you on your birthday or for Christmas is not going to last. You're not going to remember what I gave you 5 Christmases ago. I'm like, what would it give me? But love, you will always remember. You will always remember. It is eternal. It lasts forever. Amen? So your acts of love will outlast anything that you do. Amen? It is the foundation of our existence, and it is the residence of our eternity. Amen? It is the reason why we are here. That's when I say the foundation of our very existence is love. It's the reason why we're here. And it is the residence of our eternity. Amen? That's what love is. When we go to heaven, we're going to exist. Our residence will be love. Amen? Heaven is a place where love abounds. Amen? In heaven, there are no tears. There's no pain. There's no anger. There's no anxiety. There's no fear. There's no hurt. The only thing that exists is love. Amen? So, everything that we do, everything that we say should be motivated by love. Amen. So as I go through this message today, I want us to focus on our personal love walk. I want us to think about how much we love on people and how much we love and obey God. Amen. I don't want to get away from that word. I mentioned 4 words at the onset: love and wisdom, obedience and sacrifice. So we're going to tackle all 4 of those. And I don't want to get away from this thing called obedience, because everybody gets into the love. Oh, love feels so good. I love to love people until they do something to piss you off or they do something to hurt you. Amen. So we're going to look at this, how love is really about obedience more than anything else. Somebody say, oh, it's this feeling. It's just the emotion. No, it's not. It's about what you do or you don't do. Love is about obedience. Amen. Galatians 5:6 says the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So what is Paul saying there in Galatians 5:6? He's saying the only thing that counts really is faith expressing itself through love. So that's belief, believing in, accepting Jesus Christ in your Lord as your Lord and Savior, and then acting on that. So it's belief and action that's rooted in love. Amen. How many have you been across somebody that did something, but you know they didn't really mean it, but they did it? It's like, oh. So it's got to be rooted in love when you do something for someone. Amen. But we're going to be back to the thing about, okay, what is this thing about obedience? You still need to do it. Don't get away from being a doer as opposed to just being a hearer in life. Be a doer. But God wants you to do it with the right reasons and the right motivation. Amen. Are you doing it for somebody so they can do for you? Or are you doing it because God told you to do it? Amen. We got this give and take thing on the, in this world system. We got, you do for me, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. You look for, out for me, I'm going to look out for you. That's not rooted in love. That's about self-preservation. Amen? That's a selfish act. If you're doing something for somebody so they can do it back for you, that's, you're doing it out of selfish reasons and not being motivated out of obedience to God. Because when you're obedient to God, you're not caring what they do back for you. You know God's going to take care of you. You're trusting God to restore you and to build you up and to exalt you and do what he needs to do for you. You're not looking for a reward or kind of compensation from that person that you did the act for. You're doing it because God told you to. You love your enemies because God told you to love them. Amen? No, not because you want to, because you know your flesh don't want to love your enemies. Your flesh don't want to turn the other cheek. You're doing it out of obedience to God. And that's what God says, I know you love me if you do what I've commanded. Amen? So, everything that we do and say should be motivated by love. And it's the one thing that, it's one thing to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And to have faith and believe in him. But then not to exhibit the very nature and character of Jesus in your speech and in your actions is what we always have to assess ourselves under. I believe in you, Lord. Are you acting on that? Are you exhibiting that to your friends and your neighbors and the people you come in contact with? In your speech and actions, does it reflect this so-called belief and faith that you have in me? Now, let's talk about expressions for a moment. How often do you express I love you? So often in life, we neglect telling one another how much we love one another. Amen? But I have to say to you, and I've said this before, I don't ever get tired of somebody telling me they love me. You know, do you ever get tired of someone telling you they love you and they appreciate you? That you can't get that enough of that. You'll take that all day long. If someone say, oh, I love you and I appreciate you, you'll take that all day long, won't you? Amen. So expressing love is good. It's very good to express your love to someone. But to show your love, to show and showing and acting on the love is another level of it. Amen. Saying to God or saying to my neighbor, I'm going to be obedient to what you told me to do is one thing. But actually being obedient is what counts. Amen? It's the very difference between someone saying they'll give you a ride to work and actually doing it. Amen? If somebody tell me, hey, Torrin, I'm going to give you a ride to work tomorrow. And I say, okay. And then I don't see them. I'm still late for work, right? I still didn't get to work on time because you didn't actually do it. You just said it. You had good intentions. But good intentions don't get me to work on time, does it? Amen. So saying something and actually doing it, the application of God's word. Love is an action word. Is it not, church? Love is an action word. Obedience is or it's not. Either you do it or you don't do it. There is no in between. God wants to be able to count on you. He is faithful to his word. And as examples in children of the Most High God, we should be faithful to our word. Amen. John 3:16 says God displays what love is. And then he shows us how to love in 3:16. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? So the Greek word for love that Jesus used implies action. It's not a passive word. It's an action word. We are to love by our actions. God didn't just say he loved us. He showed us by giving us his only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave. He did something. He just didn't say it. He did something behind it. Amen? So you've all heard the expression that actions speak louder than words. And most of the time we want validation of love through obedient actions. Did you do what you promised? Amen? In your vows, did you When you made a pledge before a church, did you follow through with that commitment? Amen. Did you do what I asked, is what God is saying. Did you do what you said you would do? And did you do what I asked you to do? Amen. Now, let's look at 1 Samuel 15 and 22. Jot that one down. It's a very familiar verse about obedience being better than sacrifice. And I said at the onset, you know, I challenge people to think about how their obedience are. Is it harder to be obedient or is it harder to sacrifice? And think about those words, what they really mean. Say, is it hard to be obedient or is it harder to make sacrifices in life? Now, think about sacrificing is about giving up something that you choose to give up. Oh, I'm going to sacrifice eating sugar this week. I'm going to sacrifice this for Lent. I'm not going to get off social media. I'm not going to eat sugar. I'm going to exercise. You're sacrificing is giving up something that you choose to give up. Amen? Where obedience is a doing what you were called or charged or asked to do. Jesus said in John 14 and 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. In essence, he's saying, prove it. Keep your promise. Keep your covenant. Do what I have requested. Do what I require. And we are all trying to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Amen. John 15 and 9. And I'll read down to verse 14 from the NIV. It says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Verse 10, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Amen. Verse 11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Verse 12, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. So think about that, church. Jesus loved us, and how did he love us? He loved us through obedience and sacrifice. He gave up his life. He sacrificed his life in obedience to God, his Father's calling and charge. Amen? Verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. Be obedient to what God has called you to do and to be. Amen? He laid it all out there in that John 15, verse 10 there, when he says, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. That means if you stay obedient to what I've called you to do, you will continue to be an ambassador of Christ. Because you're being obedient to his word. You're continuing to follow the calling, the unction of the Holy Spirit, leading and then guiding you. You won't get tossed and turned about and distracted by the enemy or the world system or people trying to pull you one way or the other, because you know what? You're focused on God's word and his principles of his word. Amen. So he's saying there in verse 11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you. So he wants us just to experience the joy and the freedom of not being burdened down with anxiety and fear and doubt that the enemy tries to cloud us with, like, I don't know where to go, what to do. Focus on what God has told you to do. Focus on God's word. Continue to walk in love, and everything else will be straightened out in your life. That don't mean you always understand everything, but you'll have a peace that passes understanding, because even when there is a storm in your life, you'll have peace. Amen? Because you're not focused on the storm, you're focused on God. You're focused on Jesus through the storm, through the valleys, through all the difficulties of life. Amen? And you're not being distracted by those things that the enemy uses. He tries to use hurt and disappointment and drama and sadness and all those things just to keep you from loving and doing what God has called you to do in each and every day. Amen? So he says there in verse 11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. You're not going to be complete without the love of Jesus in your heart, church. You're always going to be empty. You're always going to be longing. You're never going to have any level of contentment until you are completely full of Jesus Christ or continue to pour it in you each and every day. Remember the woman at the well? He said, I want you to draw from me. You'll never go thirsty again. You'll never be lacking again because you always got this reservoir of love that you can always draw from. He will never have you be empty when you continue to draw from him. You continue to draw from the love of Christ. You'll always be full because you'll always have something to give out. And it's not for yourself. You don't even want it for yourself. You just want to continue to give it out because you continue to pour it in. Amen? So being complete in Christ is really about that obedience and sacrifice. When he says to love each other as I have loved you, how has Jesus loved us? He's loved us through his obedience to our Father and to his Father in heaven and through his sacrifice by laying down his life. That's how he wants us to love. Not give and take, but give, period. Give, period. It's not a give and taking like it's just about giving. What can I do? How can I help? Amen? Let's go to Mark 12, 28 through 34. We look at the greatest commandment. Mark 12, 28 through 34. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him of all the commandments, which is the most important? Verse 29, the most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Verse 32, well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one and that there is no other but him. That's that principal thing, church. It goes back to what we just saw in Proverbs. Got to reverence and acknowledge God, number one. Then you have understanding for everything else about how to really truly love. Verse 33 says, to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Yeah. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is a place. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. So you're not far from God's way of thinking, the godly way of thinking, not the worldly way of thinking, but the godly way. You're not far from it because you've answered correctly in saying that you have to love God with all your heart, mind, strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. It's more important than any offering, than any sacrifice that you can make, is actually loving, to love. Amen. So loving God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, church, it speaks to our inner being. You know, the heart and soul of a person is really their inner being. Loving him with all your heart and soul, that's your inner being. Loving God with everything that's in you. Amen. And then when it says your mind speaks to your intellect and your attitude toward God. Do you meditate on his love for you? Do you meditate on your love for him? Amen. Do you do that day and night? And then it says, with all your strength. Strength speaks to your abilities, giving God your all. That's love in action. Amen. Now, church, I'm going to... Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pause it and we're going to do part two. I was going to continue on, but I'm going to close it right here. because I want us to really think about this word that's come forth today, about loving God with everything that you got in you, loving your neighbor as yourself, following the example of Jesus Christ with loving, with obedience and sacrifice. Amen. And applying God's word to our lives, to a world that is starving, to a world that is hungry, in a world that is discontent, so they can find true peace and true contentment, only comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So love and wisdom, obedience and sacrifice. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father God, for your continued grace and your mercy. We give you, Father God, all the glory and all the honor that is due you. We carry a mindset of reverencing you, honoring you, respecting you in everything that we do and say. We have a love walk that is proven in our actions, not just in our words, but in our deeds, by showing love to our brothers and sisters in Christ, helping those that we know that are in need, Father God. We thank you for letting us apply the word of God to our lives and not just be sayers of our love walk, but doers of our love walk. We thank you, Father God, for the strength that you give us each and every day to be obedient to the calling that you have on our life. We give you all praise, we give you all glory, and we give you all honor, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 church. Amen.